Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Finding Sunday, and that is every Sunday at 7 p.m. Thank you so much for being here and being a part of our broadcast with the CMS Network. Today is May 2nd, and our topic is laser focus. I just want to ask you a few questions about focus. What happens when you focus? And what should you be focusing on? And last but not least, have you explored every area of your life when it comes to focus? This is that time. We've just left the crux of a pandemic. We're still in the end of the pandemic. I'm going to claim that now and believe that to be so. But there are areas in your life, if not anything, the pandemic made you focus on, because any other time, we've never had the time to simply just focus. Whether it's your love life, your health, your mental health, your physical health, your spiritual well-being. We have been blessed and given the time to focus. How did you focus? There are areas in your life, there are only five, in which you need to focus on. And this is what I call minding your business, okay? You have the business of home, the business of work, the business of you, and the business of others. And most importantly, the business of God. These are the five areas that you should focus on, function happily in this world. And the first one, besides the business of you, should be the business of God. Everything else falls into place. So let me give you a few Bible verses that will help you put yourself in that place. Proverbs 16, commit to your work, commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. That's Proverbs 16. Our second Bible verse is 1 Peter 5 and 8. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. That's why I said the business of God is first. Because without God, you don't have the mind to get up. You don't have the will or the power to wake up. It's all because of him. And nor do you have the power to solely fight alone against your enemy. And we know the devil ain't nothing to play with. Have you noticed when you get focused? Have you noticed when you get yourself together? Here he comes. And maybe it may not be overtly. It may just sneak up on you in the presence of a friend, in the presence of a potential or ex-significant other. A lovely looking job opportunity. It could come up in any way, food, or any slight past addiction, anything to get you off focus. But I need you to remember this last Bible verse, 2 Timothy 1 and 7. God has not given us the spirit of fear. The Lord has given us power and love, and this is where we should rely. Power and love, that's given to us. When you feel yourself getting fearful, talk to God about it. When you feel yourself doubting and you're not sure, give it to God. At that point, if you've been filling your spirit with the right thing, he will bring you a song that will answer your questions. If he doesn't give you the Holy Spirit to give it to you, himself. But you have to wait and listen and be in right communion with God to receive God's word. Didn't have to be anything elaborate. Didn't have to be anything that's extra special, just sitting in God's presence. And the only way you can battle with God, is knowing his word. He's written you a love letter. Learn it. Simply start with the Bible. Knowing all of the chapters. The books of the Bible, 66 books of the Bible, know them all. Even if you don't know what's in them all, let it come to you. Because this is a fight that will end with you. Because it's ongoing till the day you meet your maker. And God knows you. He put you here for a reason. When you don't think you're good enough, when you don't think you have enough, when you don't think it is enough, he got you.
I need you to know that to be true. Because just like God knows you, so does the devil know you too. So you have to be steadfast and commit your work to the Lord so your plans will be established. Proverbs 16. And until you do, there will be no spiritual revenue, and that's what you want. And that's what happens when you find your Sunday. Thank you for being here. I pray for your strength and blessings in the Lord. Until next Sunday, let's help you to find yours.